Hello?
Yes, hi. My name is Naftali from Family First Care.
Yes, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. Okay, so I received your PCP form. I sent it over to the Pennsylvania broker. The next thing that you need is to schedule the broker's appointment whenever you have time. No, you
What
had scheduled
appointment?
it already and they didn't show up, right?
Yeah, so this is an in-person one?
Yes, this
Ooh.
is over here in person.
Okay, so hold on.
You want to call
Hold on
together
one
and
second.
schedule?
Yeah, hold on one second.
No problem.
I just have to check my work schedule. What time do you guys have?
So we're not the one that scheduled. We're just helping you out with that. It's a state entity that they schedule for you, so you'll have to call in. But we can do it together if you'd like.
Yeah, let's do that, 'cause
Okay, let's try to call in together. Just one second.
Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. To continue in English, press 1. Para continuar en it. If you are an applicant or authorized representative, please press 1. If you are calling from a provider's office, agency, or if you need to send application information to us, you can fax that information to 1-888-349-0264. Or email the information to paieb@maximus.com. You can also visit our website at www.paieb.com. If you don't have active PA medical assistance, the first step in the waiver application process is to apply for medical assistance. If you want to complete the application online, please go
to
compass.state.com. .pa.us. Once you complete this financial eligibility application, we will get an alert to contact you to begin the other parts of your application. If you want us to send you a paper financial eligibility application or talk to a representative, please stay on the line. If you are calling to start a new application, press 1. If you are calling to check the status of an application or have questions about a current application, press 2. If you would like to schedule an intake visit, press 3.
Am I supposed to do
If
something
you
like
are
that?
calling to start a new application,
One
press
second.
1. If you are calling to check, please hold while we transfer you to a customer service
You put
representative.
our phones in?
Could you just speak to them and, schedule it, and I'll just say the date and I'll take it over.
Okay, last time they told me I have no say so in this stuff.
No, it should be. It's just to tell them that you're the daughter and you're the point of contact.
Okay.
Good morning, and thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker Line. My name is Gretchen. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Janice.
Janice, are you calling today about an application for yourself or someone else?
For someone else.
What is the name of the applicant for whom you're calling in regards to?
Carolyn Kutz.
What's the last name again?
KUTZ.
Okay, and Jennings, what's your last name?
KUTZ.
What's your relationship with the applicant?
Her daughter.
And I must obtain some pieces of personal information, and please note that we will not speak with anyone about the application without your verbal or without her verbal written
Okay.
consent. Can I please have her date of birth to look in her case?
July 13, 1970.
One moment. July 13, 1970. I am not finding her record. You have the Harmony ID number?
No, she doesn't have. We're trying to set up an appointment for her to get evaluated. She doesn't have. She's never been with you guys before.
So this is the first time calling. She
yeah.
doesn't have an existing key then. Okay.
Yeah.
And do you have power of attorney for her?
No, I'm her daughter. She has mental issues, so I help her with her appointments and everything.
Okay, you can provide us information for your mother and a referral, but we would need her verbal or written consent before we can move forward with the application. So you can provide us her information and provide us a telephone number, and we can